Sarah Nugent is the head coach of the Kodiak dance team and has worked with students for about a decade. She says she made contact with a group that organizes performances at college football games about 5 years ago.
In 2019, we decided to bring a camp to us because it was cheaper than trying to fly everybody out of state to attend a summer camp.
The dance team decided to find someone from out of state and contacted Just for Kicks, a company that helps plan dance camps and sells dance attire. Nugent says after they got in contact, the owner, Cindy Clow, decided to visit Kodiak herself.
When she heard that we wanted to do a home camp here in Alaska, rather than send employees, she decided to come herself because she had never been to Alaska.
Nugent says Clow and her team were so impressed, they invited the dancers to perform at a college pregame and halftime show in the winter of 2019. But flights are expensive, so they pushed it back to 2020 to give themselves more time to fundraise. Then the COVID-19 pandemic struck and delayed travel once again. Reagan Diemer is a high school senior and a captain of the Kodiak dance team. She says they were supposed to travel and perform at a football game last winter.
We're like, all right, guys, this is a new record. We did it. We're actually at the airport.
But then a blizzard in Seattle canceled several flights in the lower 48 that would have prevented them from getting to all the rehearsals, so they didn't make it out of Kodiak.
Last year, they canceled it the day before. They gave us another chance to go. Like, we were able to leave. We were all either unpacked or we were all in the middle of doing things like showering and things like that we were not able to just get up and run.
Then the dance team tried again just last month over the students' winter break and made it to Florida in time to do 8 days of training and to explore the city. Diemer says they got to perform with hundreds of other high schoolers from around the country.
It was definitely inspiring because I was able to match skill level with some people, and you're also never going to see these people again. So our confidence was like definitely boosted.
They performed a pregame show and the halftime show in front of an audience of over 30,000 people. The Kodiak dance team is now celebrating its 40th year of working with island students. Nugent says she's grateful for the community's support over the years and that she's hoping to plan more big trips soon. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Fenois.